Good evening, everybody. We're holding here in Lamed Gimel, basically. And he's speaking over here about Briyas Adam. And Adam came from the Adama. And as such, that makes him Chomri, but does not really present an accurate picture of what the issues are. And now he's going to explain where the issues start. And this is a very important point from Chazal's in many places. Lamed Gimel. Vishum echad me'ila dvarim lo yigurim l'odom lo yamal v'lo yitoyrach. Nothing, none of these things, the offer and the adoma, should have caused a person any issues. V'gamche yitzahara sher l'odom arishna imamesh k'chut shal buchya. Yitzahara he had was also very, very minuscule. K'mamoram zichayna v'racha, says, woe unto those who drag sin with very, very thin ropes. In other words, whatever proclivity for chet we had was really, really a tiny strand. V'nimtza, sha'af al pi shechom ragas. So even though the person's mitzias, even though the person's mitzias is chomer, and it's chomer gas and so on, still, it's not something that in its own right should have been chet. His being made out of chomer is not enough to explain the strength that Yitzhar that he has. V'adoma shimokam kabolos hashpo lo yisigur remes omol v'ter kabla mazim. And the adoma, which is where he takes Ashpor, that's not enough to the Adoma is where Adam grows things and so on. That should not have caused any issues in growing the Mazon. It's its natural setting, and it's the way it should be. That's why the Pasuk says the Eov, it's not the offer that created the Ovin, it's not the Adoma that created Omol. That's not where it comes from. Kim Omol Yotzev Neha Oven. The hardship that we have and the struggle, the difficult struggle with Ra is because of Avera. Shazigia Bechelka Terach Bishtadlo Shein Aholach Atachlus Asherle Nivra. So it now seems to us that our natural inclination is counter to where it should be. So until now, we had a goal to do right and to do good, and that was fine. We didn't have to putting out fires, keep taking all the time pushing against Ra. So we changed fundamentally in where we are and who we are. Until the chait, we were driving on a smooth road, so it needs to keep putting gas in the car and driving. And now that smooth road became full of potholes, full of detours, full of false leads and surprising alleyways. That's what happened. Umashlos Adam Adam Shayotzimen Alamidalit, and whatever the Adama didn't do, also saw her Isha. So when we came out of Adama, Kadosh Baruch Hu made us off of an Adama, and so even though we're Chomri and we need Toiv, but we don't have this extraordinary hankering after Ra. The woman, once she was Chaita, she noilat mi Isha, being that the Isha, when she gave birth to him, already had in herself the Zoom of the Nachash, so that was part of her. Uperish bekan ikka gadol. The main amel omol, meaning when you struggle against odds or against the hardships. The Zaya says Kayin is called Kayin because he's a nest of Tumah. So even though Adam had become Tameh, that first meeting was with Chava. She was the crucial part, and it was Hitler Bazuma. So the leda automatically is an omeldika leda. Lachain kain over adoma, kedoma kvar nera bavur odom, vashnema ru adom avurecha, kikasher hoyeroy odom niasle menucha mekola omel. Hine adom ashpas muchrach shekach tala koicha, lachain nera. So even though Adam should have had the ground give forth without issues, but because of the chet, the only way it can come is through tzar, through hard work. When we're talking about a few points here. First of all, this is a point that Chal makes many places, that Adam had two levels of avoda. Adam lifnei achet and achet. Lifnei achet wasn't that there was no yitzhara, or that he had no avoda whatsoever. He had to work, but the work was natural to himself and to the terrain that he was working. So, just like a person is very fertile ground, and everything is all periphery things are good to go. The climate is right, the water is right, and so on. So it requires some work, but he's not pushing against the grain. Masha'in King, now the world is inherently a bad place. That's what Chet did, and Adam has to undo it, and that's why it's always Amal. He's going against the grain. I want to remark something. The goyim believe in the sin, in the first sin that condemned us all, so on and so forth. And people push back and say it's nonsense. It can't be, and so on and so forth. It's more nuanced than that. We also believe about this first sin, how strongly it affected the Bria. Yes, that's very, very Jewish to believe. What we don't believe in is the nonsense that there's no way of return, and the whole package. What we do believe happened is that the world became a much harsher and more difficult place to realize what Adam's Avodah is. Until Chet, Adam's Avodah was just Avodah, but everything went along quite smoothly. After the Chet, like he says, it became extremely difficult. So we also believe that the Chet made a big difference in the world, and that the world is by far a more difficult place. But we understand, obviously, that everyone has his Avodah, and everyone's Avodah became more difficult, and that's the beginning of it, and that's the end of it. Akapanim. So the chet made it more difficult, and we have to undo it. There are two, I don't know the word reasons, but there are two in Yanim that lie in that, because this is also common of all chet. First of all, the chet of a person is a reality. It's the Nafsha Chaim speaks about it a lot, that the punishment, so to speak, that comes from chet is not a punishment that, a revenge, or even for the purpose of correction, correcting a person. It has a lot more to do with a metzias. So when Adam was Eivir Aveira, the Bria became a difficult Bria mitzad his Avodah, and now he was he had to face the Metzias they created. Another way of understanding it is that we need to be toyim the Tam Chet in order to have real harata from the Chet. Let's take a marshal. A person is a very wealthy man. A poor man knocks on a very cold day at his door. He doesn't give food, and so on. If he has harata later, the harata is a charata, but it's not very, very strong unless he himself has to go through the same difficulty. If he himself ends up at the other side of a door begging on a cold night and not being answered, he will have felt the result of that chait, and therefore he's going to have real charat, real tshuva, because he felt it. So whenever the results of the chait are translated into difficulties in the Bria, it means that we now perceive and understand really what was there. That's a second way of looking at the point of this. I want to add one more clue to this. The two things that were in Iskalo was Chava with the Leda, and the Adama with its Tzmicha. Both of them, they share a common denominator. And let's understand what that is. Why dafke these two in Yonim? The Be'etzav Tel Dibonim and the Koitz Medara Tatsmiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Bria. The Teva HaBria was meant to be that it would respond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because that's its Teva. I'm a Nivra, so it is appropriate for me that I bring out HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world with potential, and now each element of that Bria, each potential is going to bring out its potential. That's the way we look at the Bria. When Adam rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he basically was saying, I don't see myself as your potential. I see myself as self. And I don't feel like doing it. The mashal. Imagine that I tell somebody I'd like to have another glass of water. So if this person is a waiter, he runs against a glass of water because that's his job as a waiter. So he sees himself as the one who is that's his job is to bring me a glass of water. And he does that. And it comes naturally to him. If, let's say, I tell somebody else, hey, get me a glass of water, and this guy doesn't work as a waiter, the person will push back and say, hey, yourself, you look like you've got two healthy pairs of feet, the water's in the back, help yourself, feel free to help yourself. Because he doesn't see himself as somebody that is there to serve me. He's his own person. The Nachash's pitch to Adam and Chava was, listen, you are your own people. You're not there to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzin. You can become independent. So until now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called all the shots because he knows Tov and Ra, and he tells you what's Tov, what's Ra, and so on and so forth. You can do it yourself. You're big boys, and so on. So the Zel Umazet to that is that in the two places that are meant for our sake to produce for us, which is the ground producing food for us, and a woman producing a baby, a woman giving birth to a baby, they became a process that is not easy. It doesn't make any sense. It should have been easy because the ground is created to give food. So why wouldn't it be natural fit? People are created to give birth. So everything else works like a whistle, and birth is a crazy process which is so difficult. And the answer is because that was the chit, that even the things in the Bria that are supposed to respond, the things in the Bria that are supposed to, you know, give, they don't. Because Adam turned the Bria against the people that's supposed to be responding to. So the nature of that blockage speaks very much to the Aveda. Okay, the next Lamed Hei. Now he says that Adam's Pe'ulos unleashed, Adam's Chet unleashed various Kochos of Ra. There were kochos of tumah created. Nothing in the world it was created after Bria Yisraelim. So there were kochos in the Bria created. but they were buried somewhere deep in a hole someplace. They did not manifest itself because the Bria was supposed to not manifest Ra. So they should not have been able to move around. Even the Adam Yad Madregas, once Adam went down a Madrega, Kinegdu Olo Ashedim Im Koimo Milikol Eilam, Kimaim Arsin Ezechad Avracha, VeKaimol Im Kikisel Ugia, that they surround us like ridges surround a furrow. VeZeke Kvar Huchan Adam Lius Nizik Chasu Chalila. So these koyches of Tuma came out because these koyches are mazikim, they're counterproductive koyches, and once Adam loses his stature, now all of these kochos come out. So the kochos of Ra that we talk about, they do not have their own validity. They don't exist as functioning members of the Bria on their own. It's only when Adam unleashes them that they actually become functioning. They were there as potential Ra in case they would be needed, which happened. But they're not new Brias, but these are Brias that became active with the Chet. The Elabnezat El Nochas Gronoshu Chalotzes Tachasyode Ades Kates. So once Adam was Nichnatas Nochash, until the Ace Kates, he's always condemned to remain under the hands of the Nochash. V'zeh Mashal Mashloim Hu Inyan Ra Nosakim Adam Lanesbay. Namalach said there is an Inyan of Ra that people have to suffer. So it says Inyan Ra Mamish Ibchinas Hara. It means that the concept of Ra as a Bria is something that was created. And they would not become the Chorer until the Zman HaTikun Hashol. There's the famous Chazal that speaks about Ashmedai, and Shlomo wanted to take Ashmedai to work for his Amigdash, and he chained him with the Sheamus. Whole long story in the Gemara. The simplest interpretation of that Gemara, the simplest tfisa that's the Gea to us, is as follows. The kochos of Ra that a person has in himself can be harnessed, and if we're dominant, if we're kosher the Shem Hashem on it, so to speak, we make them our slaves. Take a look at the story. They needed to be able to get a way how to cut the stones, and he had the Ashmedai and so on. Those are all. This is a perfect mashal for Adam needing certain koyches of the Bria. Adam, also the mashal. Imagine there's ambition. Imagine koyach hatayva. Koyach hatayva is very important for a person getting married and having a wife and so on. So as long, the whole flow of the story is keeping the melech hashedim under your thumb. And the minute you're a little lax and you let him go, he takes you over. And the stronger, the more powerful the koyach is, he has you, you don't have him. And think about it. Without the koyach hatayva, people not get married, it will not be built. Without ambition, without greed, without many of these kochos hanefesh, the world will come to a standstill. So these kochos are extraordinarily vital to be able to have the world functioning. But the key is keeping tight rein over it. The minute we let it out, it becomes our master. It's just like drinking or anything like that. If a person keeps tight control over it, then he's the master of it. And then Yain becomes Ayin Samachal Vavenash. if a person allows the demon, so to speak, to get out, he allows the koyach ha-taiva of shtia to be out. The minute he loses control over it, then everything else goes. In other words, losing control over these inyanim make you the slave instead of the master. And that's why it's a very, very powerful koach. And either you master or you're enslaved, one or the other. And being master means a person needs to hold a very tight grain over it. So he says, they don't become free until Zman HaTikna Shalom. Look at how terrible you become. Until now, you did everything because you wanted. Now you're doing the Daita Shal Nachash. I want to add one more Knech to this mix. So let's take drinking, just so it's an easy one to work with. A person has the koyach of drinking under his thumb, and he calls the shots. We'll drink l'chaim for a simcha, we'll drink l'chaim here, there, this and that, and so on, so forth. Good. A person loses it, then wine, he becomes addicted to wine, and he's drinking all the time. So we think that the problem with that is because he's drinking, he's an alcoholic, and whatever bad things happen with alcohol, that's him. Okay, it's true. But it's a much, much deeper nekuda than that. It's almost like, I guess, a zombie. When a person is in control of himself, so what is running the person's life? His das. So he's a bar das. If a person lost control over the alcohol, so what's running his life? The alcohol. The alcohol is pushing him and pressing him, get this, do that, get the other thing. So the person loses the das, the driver's seat. The one in the driver's seat is no longer the person, it's something else. And that's the real tragedy of this type of setup, that a person loses control over himself. It's now the nochash's das that is guiding me. So if a person would, and this goes even on things that are mutter, we're not talking about averis only. A person's das should be das Hashem. A person says, he recognizes, ain't no more about it, there's only a bunch on the world, and everything I'm doing is going to be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And my whole day and everything set up for that. That would have been Das Adam if it'd be fully cognizant. It's not what happens, and therefore it is going to, he now sets as a goal whatever it is that the Nachash puts before him. So, the Ramchal is saying that Adam's struggles, Adam's Avodah came in two stages. His original avodah was to change his chumristic nature and to turn it into ruchnias. It's work, and that's why a person gets schar and everything. Of course, it's work, but it's work that is, so to speak, with the grain. You're cutting with the grain. After the chet, it became after the chet, the koyach ra became a metzias in the bria. And Adam began to work for the Koyach of Ra. The Adam is somebody who is now enslaved to Ra, and he does whatever Ra dictates to him. So his avodah is to overthrow the hold that Ra has on him and Malach HaToy. This is not only, the Ramchal is going to continue, we'll stop next time, Hashem. But the Ramchal will continue. That means that the avoda is not only the avoda of averis and mitzvahs. Once there's chet, so now our avoda is to make sure who's in control. So the Moshe Bala Musa used to have all these exercises to control themselves. Rav Volbe writes, he brings from Viruchim, that they found one of his notebooks that when he was in Yeshiva, and he writes, I've come to realize that I am totally in the control of the Yetzer Hara, and therefore I am going to do three pa'ulas a day connected my ratzon. In other words, I will do three things that I don't feel like doing. So the point of it is not only as a sort of shmir against avera. You can just say, well, what's the problem is avera, and therefore if you learn how to control yourself, you run davar muta, so then you're going to control yourself certainly in davar asa. You know, it's sort of a gzera sort. No, not being in control of yourself means you're under the thumb of Ra, and therefore that itself is a reason to be mafkir. It's not only a person sits down and he says, you know what, I have a very big taiva, I succeed in keeping control, but who knows, so I'm going to learn to sort of subdue my taiva more and more. No, it's much deeper than that. It's the etzem having that a taiva which has potential control over you, it means that you're still in the hold of Ra. It's that itself is a bad thing. Therefore, working on that so that the person doesn't allow himself, so the person is 100% in control of the sinus, is the side of Hashem. Okay, so we're holding it by Lamed.